Week 2, Sunday, Second Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The day expires in orange light, which makes the sky green. Peace descends. Why should its throes, screamed by the clouds in yellow, mauve, and rose, so still our souls? It is the silence. Flakes from heaven's agony bring rest that slakes our own day's thirst. So failing autumn shows its gasp of golden peace, as if it knows the efflorescent spring that later wakes. And that is why their dying soothes. God speaks through nature, and we see night herald day and winter spring. And so will aging's end be all, or does our autumn eve portend the morning spring? Of course, it is his way to tell the heart it will have what it seeks. God's home is the highest part of the heavens. He has power to do whatever he wishes. Hallelujah. Psalm 115. Not to us, Yahweh, not to us, give glory to your own name, because of your mercy, because of your loyalty. Why should the Gentiles say, "So where is your God, then?" In the heavens is where our God is, and he does whatever he pleases. Their idols are simply silver and gold, something human hands have made. True, they have mouths which do not speak. They have eyes that do not see, they have ears that do not hear. They have noses but cannot smell, hands that cannot grasp a thing, and feet they cannot use to walk, and not a sound comes out of their throats. And those who made them are as impotent as they are, and so is everyone who puts his trust in them. But you, Israel, put your trust in Yahweh, because he is Israel's help and shield. House of Aaron, put your trust in Yahweh, because he is Aaron's help and shield. All of you who hold Yahweh in awe, put your trust in Yahweh, because he is your help and your shield. And Yahweh has noticed us, and he will bless us. He will bless the family of Israel, the family of Aaron. He will bless those who hold Yahweh in awe, from the least to the greatest. May Yahweh make your families increase, both for you and your descendants. May you be blessed by Yahweh, who made heaven and earth, because the sky and the heavens above it belong to Yahweh, but he has given the earth to us mortal men. And corpses do not praise Yahweh, nor does anything that goes down into the silence. But we will bless Yahweh from this time through all the ages of ages. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. God's home is the highest part of the heavens. He has power to do whatever he wishes. Hallelujah. Our kind Master has left us a memento of his marvelous deeds. Hallelujah. Psalm 111. All my heart I will use to praise Yahweh, both in the meetings of virtuous people and in the whole assembly. Come, see how great are Yahweh's deeds, done to be studied by everyone who takes pleasure in them. Every act of his is honorable and glorious. Forever his virtue lasts. Given to us to remember his marvelous deeds, how gracious and kind Yahweh is in giving food to those who revere him, just as he always remembers his treaty, keeping his people informed of the power of his actions, leaving them the Gentiles as their inheritance. Mighty deeds from his hands are truth and justice. Nothing that he commands is anything but sure. On solid ground they stand forever and forever, placed there in loyalty and integrity. Quickly he has redeemed his people, reminding them of his command to obey his treaty forever. So his name is to be held in awe as holy. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Understanding is given to everyone who does his will. Value him and praise him forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Our kind Master has left us a memento of his marvelous deeds. Hallelujah. All of you who serve God, great and small, should praise Him. Hallelujah. Song. See Revelation 19:1-7. Hallelujah. Rescue, glory, and power are our God's, because His verdicts are truthful and just. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing praises to God, servants of His, and everyone who worships Him, great and small. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Master, the ruler of all, is King, so let us celebrate and give Him glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The wedding banquet of the Lamb has started, and His bride has prepared herself to greet Him. Hallelujah. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. All of you who serve God, great and small, should praise Him. Hallelujah. Reading, 2 Thessalonians 2:13-14. But we have to keep thanking God, brothers and sisters, for how you have been loved by the Master, because God has chosen you from the beginning for preservation in spiritual holiness and in belief in the truth. He called you to it by the report we brought of the good news, so that you could buy for yourselves the glory of our Master Prince Jesus. Our Master is great, and His power is immense. Our Master is great, and His power is immense. His wisdom is beyond compare, and His power is immense. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Our Master is great, and His power is immense. Complete authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, says the Master. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because He has turned His eyes toward His poor little slave. And now, from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of Him. He has flexed His strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to His servant Israel, just as He told our ancestors, remembering to shower His mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Complete authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, says the Master. May all praise and honor come to the Prince, who is eternally alive, so as to plead for us, and is able to save those who approach the Father in His name. Since we are supported by our faith, let us call upon Him. Please remember your people, Master. As the day draws to a close, Son of Virtue, we call upon your name on behalf of the whole human race, so that everyone will be able to enjoy your never-failing light. Please remember your people, Master. Please preserve the treaty you ratified in your blood, and wash your church clean and make it holy. Please remember your people, Master. Please remember your community, Master, which is your home. Please remember your people, Master. Please guide travelers along the path of peace and prosperity so that they will reach their destinations in safety and joy. Please remember your people, Master. Please accept the souls of the dead, Master, and bestow on them your favor and the gift of eternal glory. Please remember your people, Master. Master, thank you for the blessings you have bestowed on me today. Please remember your people, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Omnipotent, merciful God, since you have broken the power of evil and made everything new in your Son, Prince Jesus, the King of the universe, may everyone in heaven and on earth acknowledge your glory and never cease to praise you. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.